So Tyler, Claude getting this SynthID style text watermark, are we talking real infrastructure or just a fancy EU checkbox with a nature citation?
Honestly, my first read is mostly checkbox with decent engineering behind it. The core move is pretty simple, though, and I like that part. They're not inserting tags or zero-width characters. They're just swapping the random number generator when Claude is choosing between equally good words. So instead of a generic dice roll picking between overcast and gray, they use a key plus some context to bias which synonym wins in those toss-up spots. Over a long answer, that leaves a pattern in which of those low-stakes options show up. If you have the key, you can run a detector and say, this sequence looks like what Claude would have done under this keyed randomness, and assign a probability Claude was involved.
The Monopoly analogy in the post actually helped me. You're still moving around the board randomly, but instead of dice, you secretly use digits of pi. Game feels the same, but later someone who knows pi can tell which games used it.
Yeah, and that part I buy. As a mechanism, SynthID text is neat. Tournament sampling, key-driven randomness, no visible artifacts. Where I get twitchy is the implied promise that this solves AI attribution in the wild.
Because it really only answers how likely did Claude touch this, not who wrote everything else, right?
Exactly. Their own caveats are pretty stark. Different providers use different keys, maybe different schemes. Detecting a Claude watermark tells you nothing about whether some other model helped. And if you don't see the watermark, that could be human or another AI or just too little Claude text to get a strong signal.
Yeah, they're explicit that short passages are rough. If you've only got a paragraph, there just aren't many of those little overcast versus gray decisions to encode anything in.
And it basically vanishes on factual choke points. Their Newton example is good. Once you've written Principia, the next word pretty much has to be Mathematica. There's no equally good synonym, so the watermark backs off.
Same for code, which was interesting. They say comments may carry watermark, but not the brittle parts where the exact token matters or stuff would break. So the more your output is strict syntax or math, the less this does.
Right, and that's where the hype risk comes in. If someone hears Claude has a watermark now, they might assume, great, we can just scan GitHub and know what's AI code. But by design, the watermark barely touches the part of the code that executes.
I mean, that's kind of my read anyway. This is not for witch hunting individual commits. It's more like platforms get a probabilistic flag they can combine with other signals.
Sure, but even there, you've got evasion. The post doesn't go deep on attack models, but SynthID text in general is vulnerable to things like paraphrasing, heavy editing, mixing models. An adversarial spammer can literally pipe Claude's text through another model and wash out a lot of the pattern.
Totally, but you're already in a different threat model there. If you're running a social platform, just having this looks like raw Claude versus this has clearly been reworked is still information. You don't need it to be ungameable to get value.
Maybe. I just don't want people to treat a watermark detector like a lie detector. The article is careful about that, to be fair. They emphasize it's about likelihood, and they cite the DeepMind study where watermark Gemini responses got the same thumbs-up rate as normal ones.
That thumbs-up bit was what reassured me on the product side. They literally served a watermarked model to real users and saw no statistically significant change in ratings. So no quality impact isn't just vibes. There's at least one A/B behind it.
Yeah, that evidence is decent. Change the randomness source, but only where multiple tokens are already tied and you shouldn't nudge quality. Their internal tests, plus the SynthID paper study, make that claim pretty believable.
And zero extra tokens, same latency. So as a user, I kind of don't care it's there, except when I suddenly need it, like, hey, legal wants to know if this knowledge base article was AI assisted.
Okay, but that's the other limitation they quietly call out: editing. If Claude just proofread your human draft, the watermark only sits on the few tokens it changed. That might be too sparse to trigger detection. So AI-assisted work is exactly where the signal gets weak.
Which is why they phrase it as, what's the likelihood this was partly written by Claude? Not, was Claude involved at all? For an enterprise, that can still be enough. Your policy can say, if the detector says high Claude likelihood, route this through the stricter review path.
Yeah, used that way, one feature in a bigger risk pipeline, I'm fine with it. It's when you imagine universities or employers using a single API call to accuse someone of cheating that this starts to look dangerous.
I really hope nobody read this post and thought, great, automated plagiarism court. They even say you can't trace it back to a person or organization. It's keyed to Claude, not to individual chats.
That part I like, by the way. No per user keys. No, this paragraph came from account X. It's privacy respecting by design. You get attribution at the model level, not the person level.
And it's clearly EU driven. They basically say, the AI Act now requires machine-readable marking. We signed the code of practice, so we're doing watermarking and applying it globally because regional scoping is hard right now.
Yeah, that's the checkbox piece. The nice thing is, instead of bolting on some hacky HTML tag for Europe only, they picked a research-backed scheme and rolled it out everywhere. So at least the checkbox produced decent infrastructure.
This is like our old infrastructure as product thing. The end user feature is invisible, but it changes what's possible upstream. Platforms can call a watermark detection API, regulators can point to something concrete, policy teams can stop arguing purely on vibes.
As long as everyone internalizes the limitations, long creative text, lots of synonyms, good signal. Short snippets, rigid facts, code, light copy edits, weak to non-existent signal. And motivated attackers can still route around it.
So your verdict is what, Mr. Skeptic? Useless theater or boring but good?
Boring but good. It's not solving content provenance, but it's a sensible building block that doesn't harm quality and gives honest actors a shared knob to turn.
That is such an exploring next answer. Congratulations, Anthropic. Your compliance feature is tastefully boring.
I mean, Pippa, tasteful boring infra is kind of your whole brand too.
Guilty. All right, let's call it there before we start watermarking our own takes. Same time next episode.